Gold Check-In, exploring the end of the age of oil.
How about working in a nut tree planting brigade for food security? Or creating your own currency, separate from the dollar? Or pulling together a catalog of people who provide health services with simple equipment and locally supplied pharmaceuticals? All these and more are projects of the world's first transition town in Totnes, England. The transition town model is a very different way to address peak oil and climate change than most of those now getting headlines. We hear a lot about getting other people to do something. Build electric cars, erect wind turbines, rebuild passenger rail, or sign the Kyoto Protocol. In transition towns, people get together themselves to weatherize each other's homes, repair bicycles, or create community gardens. Many well-publicized proposals to address peak oil or climate change make little sense. To reduce dependence on foreign oil, for example, people propose massive investments in corn ethanol, offshore drilling, oil shale, and tar sands. All these projects worsen the climate crisis, while they merely slow the decline in liquid fuel availability. And proposed responses to climate change include continuing to burn huge amounts of coal, but finding some way to store the exhaust deep in the earth. Ideas like these spring from hopes that some form of business-as-usual responses can meaningfully address the biggest challenges of the 21st century. The transition town model starts from the supposition that the twin challenges of peak oil and climate change mean that we must reshape our daily lives, depend on each other more, and build strong local communities. National and international agreements are needed to address both peak oil and climate change. But transition towns decide to get their own house in order, without waiting for leadership from above. The transition town concept started in Kinsale, Ireland, in 2004. Rob Hopkins was teaching a college-level class in permaculture, which is a set of design tools working with nature. The class learned that peak oil meant that global supply lines would become increasingly unreliable in a fairly short time. They threw themselves into creating an energy descent action plan for the town, a step-by-step plan for building community resilience to oil shocks and reducing their carbon use. Kinsale's energy descent action plan targeted sweeping increases in self-reliance by 2021. For example, it calls for Kinsale to move from importing 90% of its food to being largely self-reliant. By 2021, according to the plan, quote, "All landscaping in the town is edible plants. Fruit trees line the streets. All parks and greens have become food forests and community gardens. And every back garden contains a food garden." Unquote. Practical steps for 2008 include starting a community food garden at the town hall and an Easy Garden program for distributing vegetable seedlings to citizens who don't grow their own. The plan for Kinsale is full of fascinating ideas, but it was developed in a college course and produced over a single semester. Totnes, England, became the first town where Hopkins and others engaged the entire community in planning the transition. In the Totnes approach, the Energy Descent Action Plan comes last. First, the transition team raises awareness of the challenges of peak oil and climate change, as well as the possibilities of local responses. They also network with local government, use committees to tackle individual transition issues, like food, transportation, medicine, and education. They promote reskilling in the arts of community self-reliance, like farming, sewing, cooking, and so on, and create tangible projects, tree plantings, or bus shelters from local materials. Last week, Transition Town Montpelier became the first officially designated transition group in Vermont. Groups in other parts of the state are what the British originators of the model call mullers. They are mulling over adopting the model, or are doing parts of it without using the formal name. In fact, there's a lot happening in Vermont that fits the transition town model, even if that language hasn't been used much here. Transition Town Montpelier has its work cut out for it, just identifying and listing all the local organizations that are already part of reskilling. Foodworks, Free Ride Bicycle Collective, Roots Survival Skills School, Montessori Music School, and the Button Up Vermont Home Weatherization Workshops. Those are just a few. Like Molière's character Jourdain, who was delighted to discover he'd been speaking prose all his life. I've found that we in our community have been doing transition-related work without knowing it. For more information on Transition Towns, see transitiontowns.org. That's Transition Towns, with an S at the end, .org. I'm Carl Etnayer, and that's this week's Peak Oil Check-In.
Peak Oil Check-In was produced by Relocalizing Vermont Productions in association with WGDR Plainfield.